Flex.
It is. It's the 9th of May. This is the day edition as opposed to the night edition.
That was last hour.
You're right, exactly. I have something in my eye, which means it may be the night edition if I can't open my eye.
That's annoying.
I got it. It is annoying. You're
right.
That's
a good way to start the week.
This is not a way. We're not going to annoy anybody. Well, maybe we'll annoy a few people. The whole interview at DougStephan.com in the countdown box of the president on 60 Minutes, the comments about the death of bin Laden, the conspiratorialists who say I think pretty much everybody's on to he's dead, but how did he die? Did he die because he was on dialysis and the machine broke? Whatever, who knows? But there are people who really, I had a 5-minute conversation with somebody in the last hour, Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program, back from her trip to Hawaii. Well, mm-hmm. You were sort of in a kind of quasi-action.
I was in semi-action.
Rich was not in action last week. He'll be back tomorrow. So here we are with a focus still, yet, and ongoing on the death of Osama bin Laden. What I find more interesting than anything else at this point is the pictures, if you will, the video of bin Laden watching himself on television. If you see that,
I've seen that picture.
The compound, but
does that look like a million-dollar mansion to you? By the way,
well, for what it costs over there, If you've ever been to these areas, all the way across from the Middle East into Pakistan, Afghanistan, all these areas until you get to China. China's look is different. The feel is different, but this, yeah.
Just saying, his room looked like it hadn't been serviced by the maid in quite some time.
No, well, probably not. His wives. Mm-hmm. Weren't interested in cleaning it either.
I'd make him do something.
He may not. You know, one of the things that was a problem, he may have been a hoarder. He may have some psychological overview.
I can believe that, actually.
Yeah, I can, too, as a matter of fact. I'm betting he was bipolar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm betting that he was...
stinky.
Take a bath much. Doesn't look like he took a bath much.
Anger issues.
Thank you, Michael. I had anger issues. His father, he resented the fact that his father was so wealthy. And he left him $300 million, and that's how he's funded all of his activity. So now the money goes to the wives and the children.
And I think they each get like $1.50 each. It's like a lottery pool.
Yeah. And the guys from Al-Qaeda are upset because they weren't in his will,
mm-hmm.
which is absolutely a shame. 800-510-8255. Has the death of bin Laden restored patriotism in America? Jennifer?
Yes. I think it hasn't restored it, but I think it has given us a nice big fat boost.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so then how long does it last before we go back to the same old, same old?
We forget awfully quick.
Week the end of it, do you think?
No, I think maybe we've got another good month. The news cycle is still telling us about all the stuff that we found and all the attacks that we thwarted.
Right.
So that's good. 800-510-8255.
So for you, has the death of bin Laden restored your faith in America, your faith in our government, your faith on us being able to get the job done, having known that it was Condoleezza Rice has been telling everybody, and the Republicans are all sort of upset because Obama's getting the credit for this, and they really started it, and you know all this nonsense about the back and forth. That's why I'm happy not to do a political. Program.
Cares.
Right. So look at the stuff that's come out of this. Meanwhile, what's the most important thing? There are three choices. The bin Laden death that we're talking about as we start a new week. What of these three things do you think is the most important to you? 800-510-8255. Number one, the death of bin Laden. Number two, the weekend at mom's house. You didn't go to your mom's house. You weren't around for Mother's Day.
You horrible daughter.
But
don't worry. I sent flowers from Pro Flowers.
Good
and I'm taking her to dinner.
All right, good. Or is the story that came out over the weekend that nearly half of Detroit's adults are functionally illiterate?
Wow. That's the most disturbing to me.
I would say that's the most important thing to me at this point. Half of Detroit's adults. Detroit's population has gone down by 25% in the last few years. And those who are there, who still reside in Detroit, of them, half are functionally illiterate.
Hmm.
So how is it that this is like 200 and some odd thousand people, functionally illiterate. They don't read. They can't really speak well. They cannot write at all. They have no ability to compute. They have no skills. So how is it that you can have a workforce in a city that is illiterate? And how is it that many of these have high school degrees? Many of these people have high school degrees, and they cannot read or write or really communicate. And what does that say about Detroit, about Michigan, about its future? What does that say about our inner cities?
Or down.
Black inner cities. And there's tons of Muslims in the inner core and outside right around the ring around Detroit. And what does it say, more importantly, about our educational system? What in the name of God are we spending all this money on? It's a disgrace. It's disgusting.
And it's not working, and nobody seems to know how to fix it.
Well, there's a lot of ways to fix it. Run it like a business, have people accountable, and get rid of the damn unions.
And let teachers decide what to teach for once.
Yeah, instead of some board or some group of people who are hacks that don't have a clue as to what each individual student needs or groups of students need. This is, how do you maintain... You know, all these people who are now beating their breasts about how America is the greatest and the strongest. How do you remain the greatest and the strongest if 25% or 50% of people who live in a city don't know how to read and write as adults? I'm not talking about as students going through the system, and never mind the disgrace of them getting a diploma, but the practical side of what their lives are like without being able to read or write in this society, incredible.
Yeah.
What an indictment. Incredible indictment of the system. So which of those three things is most important to you? Mother's Day, Obama, and Osama, or the literacy rate in Detroit? And what does that say about what's going on in your community? 800-510-8255. Okay. Here's something we can be pleased about. You can rejoice, in fact, because you have found the place where Lumitone is. This is the language of Lumitone. We speak Lumitone.
We do. And thank God for it after that plane ride.
Right.
Yesterday.
Exactly. Woo! You need it. Fellow who produced this, the guy who developed this, has been working for 30 years investigating natural strategies to support your health and your beauty. So Lumitone. The issues that it addresses basically put your eyes, the dark circles, the puffiness, the bags, the redness, that sort of thing. Instantly, the circles fade from view. Pay attention. You can get a free jar of Lumitone by calling 800-894-3302. So start off your week. You've heard me talking about this now for a month or so. Start your week off with a resolution to get and use Lumitone, find out how it works. No cost to you other than shipping and handling. 800-894-3302. Been getting a lot of feedback, Jennifer, from people who have tried Lumitone. And so this guarantee that you will love it, you can keep using it, actually. You get the first bottle free or a jar. And if it doesn't reduce the appearance of your skin, and maybe you've decided to use it at any point, we're using it, it doesn't work, you send it back, get your money back. 800-894-3302, free jar of Lumitone, rub a dab around your eyes, and watch it reduce the look of dark circles instantly. 800-894-3302.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision.
Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Thomas Jefferson once wrote, "The price of freedom is eternal vigilance." All over the world today, people are fighting for their freedom, to pursue their dreams, to live without oppression and tyranny, to protest openly for their beliefs. At the Washington Examiner, we know that freedom isn't free. That's why we celebrate freedom every day. Join us at WashingtonExaminer.com.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Put together peanut butter, chicken, and asparagus, mix well, and you get a $25,000 scholarship. How? 8-year-old Margalit from Raleigh, North Carolina, has the recipe. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Margalit entered the 9th annual Jif Most Creative Peanut Butter Sandwich Contest and won for her unique take on the good old-fashioned PB sandwich. Her winning entry was inspired by her love of the martial arts and a combination of her favorite foods.
My wishy chicken tacos are a mix of asparagus, squash, chicken, ginger, garlic, and Jif creamy peanut butter mixed together. And believe me, it's delicious.
Each year, Jif encourages families to work together in the kitchen to foster creativity in their children. From barbecue chicken to Asian-inspired peanut butter sandwiches, the contest inspires memorable moments in the kitchen and beyond.
I really enjoy working in the kitchen with my mom. Plus, we got to visit New York City for the judging event where my sandwich won the grand prize.
Visit Jif.com for Margalit's winning recipe, tips, and information.
All right, so it's 19 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I looking to find out from you what you think the most important thing in your life is now. Bin Laden and patriotism restored. The situation in Detroit with all of the illiteracy. Or Mother's Day. I found the story of Osama's mother, Hamida, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Young Syrian woman. Caught Muhammad's fancy late in life. She was married at the age of 22, lived in a modern home in Syria, went to Damascus to shop, had an independent streak. By the time Osama was born, she was ostracized by the other women in the community. He was referred to as the son of a slave because she was referred to as a slave. Osama, because of the father and, you know, how he treated her, basically. He was raised by nurses and nannies, Osama was. Mother wasn't around much. There's the anger issue, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
He was a big camper, went to the desert a lot. Father was pleased with his outdoor skills. Most of his brothers didn't like the desert, and so they didn't spend any time with the father. Father was probably the most important thing in Osama's life as a young boy. His father died in a helicopter crash, so again, more anger. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'd like you to consider how you would run ads for the new Tata Motors here in America. That if you knew Tatas like I know Tatas, that's probably a good ad right there, isn't it? Oh, 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 what a car.
They have a double D car coming out.
Very nice.
Hey,
the big headlights. What?
How about powder?
I think they have heat-sensitive headlights.
When the car gets a little older, they get warm.
Tell you what, Ricky, you are truly blessed. These two are two in a million.
I am.
Just like Carly Tata.
Won't find another rack like that, I guarantee it.
Thank you, Cal.
Having fun with Dutch Devin's good day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed.
A couple of different versions of our national anthem to deal with here from the weekend. The first one is from the NASCAR race. This is John Norman, Sergeant John Norman from Pope Air Force Base. See if he gets the banner right, Jennifer.
You're a banner snob.
That's the best version we've ever heard of this.
And the rocket track led above bursting in air.
Somebody crinkling up paper.
Eating my Doritos, sorry.
All right, here it comes. Criticism aside. Yep. Let's give somebody, anybody, something to cheer about. I'll hold the note longer. People are so funny. People are so funny.
You mixed it up. Those of you who are just tuning in and have no idea what we're talking about, Doug has this weird OCD thing where people sing the national anthem, they have to sing it right. So it's banner-er,
right.
Not banner.
No, banner-er is wrong.
Right.
Banner-er. There are three notes on the original score of the national anthem and three notes on banner. The first syllable has one note attached to it. The second syllable has two notes attached to it in the original. And any other, you know, if you look at the right versions, that's the way it was written. So I'm a purist, and it bothers me when people sing it incorrectly. So now we have Jordan Sparks, who is an American Idol alum, right?
Yes.
Who sings the national anthem at the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early
Well, at least she sings better than John Norman.
What so proudly we hailed
I'd be willing to exchange it to listen to her version.
Gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's regular, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag.
Terrible. She sucks.
I could have predicted that one.
Yeah, no, she doesn't get it. Wrong. Terrible. Awful. So the guy who can't sing was much better than the woman who could sing. 28 after on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloud bursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's
1-877-608-0179. Why is that so funny when we get back and I hear Doug from like 20 yards away saying, hold on.
You know, I was making MetaFast, I'm making MetaFast brownies.
Oh, yummy.
That's what I'm doing. Yeah, they're very good. Mm. That and the first tomatoes of the season for my breakfast for Monday morning.
Good for you.
Other things. Yeah. A little oatmeal for MetaFast, be all set. It's 34 past the hour now. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. The situation with the president on 60 Minutes, Bin Laden's death still becomes the, so far what I'm looking and piecing together here is that folks still think that's the number one. I've asked whether of the three things that are sort of on most people's minds at the start of the week, I don't know about the Detroit thing, you probably didn't know about that, so I'm laying that on you for the first time, but in terms of where we are, the death of Bin Laden and the focus still on what the threat is on a lot of people's minds. It was the big thing on the television shows yesterday. And then Mother's Day and your mothers and presents, and why do husbands buy their mothers presents and their wives presents both? Is there some crisis in identity? You can buy your mother a present and your wife a present. 800-510-8255. So other than the grandstanding, because I think there was a lot of grandstanding by various politicians over the weekend, the floods and the evacuations in Memphis last week, we talked to our friends from KWAM about the situation. It hadn't gotten as bad as it was. Floodwaters 25 feet over onto various routes. So it's going to crest at its highest level there. since 1937. The water has been going up fairly slowly, Jennifer. No water rescues have been needed, but this is a mess. Baton Rouge is a mess as well.
Baton.
Yeah. Memphis, evacuation of 200 houses. Total number of, this was yesterday, 1,300 homes have been evacuated along the Mississippi. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Mm-hmm. So, very good. Crooked letter I.
Yeah, right.
Jump back I.
So this is from the crazy time on the plane department.
Okay.
Yesterday, two different circumstances. First, a Delta airline flight from Detroit to San Diego diverted to Albuquerque after a security threat was reported. No devices. Plane took off again. One of the passengers said the pilot announced that a note had the word bomb on it.
Yeah.
Was found in one of the plane's bathrooms.
And as someone who had to get on a Delta flight yesterday, I wasn't happy with that story.
Nah,
but who would do something like that?
Nobody would. Nobody in their right
That's
mind.
That's stupid, though.
Right. All right, so the second thing, a little more troubling. Second diversion of the day involved a Continental flight from Houston to Chicago, landed in St. Louis, after some nutbag tried to open a door in mid-flight. Now, that's the kind of stuff. You don't want to sit on the window, and you don't want to have something like that happen. I swear, I don't want to sit next to a window. Once in a while, if I'm sitting up front, I don't mind sitting next to a window. But
right.
Sit in the back of the plane next to the window, especially if the plane's full. Ugh.
Oh, you're just wanting to jump
Awful.
Out of your skin.
Yeah.
And the worst thing was, I actually sat next to the window going to my little trip in Maui.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was like a cold air port or something.
No, if you're in the emergency row?
Yeah.
Yeah, the cold air comes in.
Comes from inside, right?
The door's not sealed properly.
Okay. I had freeze burn on my rear end.
If any time you sat next, if you're right next to the emergency door,
and it was
freezing. You're
going
to be cold.
Yeah.
Gonna,
and
remember,
it was horrifying.
At 35, 40,000 feet, it's about 40 to 60 below zero outside the plane.
I'm not kidding. It took about an hour and a half for my left side to defrost once we got to Hawaii. It was so bad. My dad's like, should I take you to the hospital?
Well, the essence of what goes on, you know, you think, okay, the plane's sealed.
Right.
Well, the pressure continues to be applied, but those doors are not sealed. So the cold air that comes, that is outside, is coming into the plane. It's not
awful.
You sit there, you think, am I imagining this? No, you're not imagining it. It's colder there. It is. All right. Now, away from planes to trains.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Charles Schumer, one of the great grandstanders politically of all time,
mm-hmm.
New York senator, has called for a no-ride list. You know how the no-fly list exists?
Oh, no.
No-ride list for Amtrak. According to the intelligence from the bin Laden camp that was captured last week, we had probably more info on what these guys had up their sleeves than ever anybody has had.
Right.
So one of the things bin Laden was planning was an attack on the railroad system.
Mm-hmm.
So Schumer calls on the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to expand the monitoring program from just a no-fly list to a no-ride list. These people will stop at nothing to ruin your life. The TSA hasn't done a damn bit of good, continues to be an outrageous waste of time and energy. Never mind that. The number of people who are lining up to sue the government because of the way the pat-downs are being conducted in some airports. There isn't a week that goes by. There isn't some problem with some youngster. I saw a report of three different violations last week. I'm trying to find, I can't put my hand on the...
I just wonder what we can do, because you just walk right on a train and you think, it seems weird. You would think they would attack there over planes now because it's easier. But what can you do without shutting everything down? I mean, do you think we should just leave it status quo?
You start this what this bonehead doesn't get is that people, you have alternatives. So I'll take the bus or I'll drive, send people back to driving. Amtrak is just hanging on by the skin of its hairy chin-chin anyway,
mm-hmm.
or the hair on its chinny chin-chin.
That too.
That too. So Anyway, a big no to Mr. Schumer and his idea. 800-510-8255. He wants to spend more money, cough up more dough to have rail security, computer. So that, this is why I said what I did a couple of weeks ago, not knowing this was in the hopper. This is before Bin Laden was captured. This government is so interested in being in your face and in your life. You take a commuter train to a big city, passenger train. We're going to go hire people to inspect the tracks. They already have people to inspect the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have more people.
Different
the terrorist
people.
Discussed plans for an attack on the train inside the U.S. on September 11th of this year. All right? So who thinks this is a good idea? 800-510-8255. I'm just sort of bringing you up to date on what's happened over the weekend.
And do you take a train on September 11th of this year?
Yeah. I like the trains.
I do, too. I love the train, especially on the East Coast. You guys have it so easy there.
Yeah,
it's
better.
Quick.
Well, the trains north and south in California up and down the coast are pretty good. You can get
every
hourly train down to San Diego and up to Sacramento and San Francisco. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a bad movie. A man accused of planning the Baghdad church attack last fall was in an Iraqi prison. And this is the height of really stupidity, lack of common sense, whatever it is. So the people in the jail, not Americans, are going to move 24 prisoners all at the same time to various interrogation rooms. So one of these guys, the guy who led the raid last year, manages to wrestle a gun away from one of the guards. They kill 17 of the people in the prison.
Wow.
And escape. They get out.
Huh.
Apparently some were shot and killed before they could escape. But in the meantime, why would you do something that silly? All right? That's silly.
They got out.
They did. All right. And then the story that hasn't been well reported at all, the clash that took place in Cairo between Christians and Muslims. This is the usual Monday morning.
I know. Monday morning
news.
Light.
Let's start off with all the good news. A couple of churches and several homes were set on fire in Cairo. And the trouble seems to have started when a group of Muslims gathered in front of a church to protest allegations that a Christian woman was being held there against her will because she decided to marry a Muslim.
Ooh.
And wanted to convert to Islam. And they wanted none of it.
That didn't go over so well.
Apparently not. No, that shows you. It's everywhere. There's so much prejudice. And it's all caused by religion. The good
and it's all
done,
caused by the extremists in religious groups.
Yeah, the
groups.
Extreme religious groups. These were Salafist Muslims and Coptic Christians. They're not the regular. Hello, what happened to Lutherans over in Cairo? All right, so I've laid it all on you.
Now I'm depressed.
No, don't be depressed. Okay. Think about it. We'll have some fun.
All right.
Meanwhile, a lot of studies. There was a Dr. Ken and I were talking over the weekend about the new prostate information. Prostates. Always in the news. Seems every week there's something new. And we don't make this stuff up. There are a lot of things. I was talking about having... Were you with us last week when I talked about my Thursday digital rectal exam?
No. I love talking about that with you.
Oh, I know you do, Jennifer.
Thumbs up for safety.
You'll be happy to know. Two thumbs up from the doctor.
Very nice.
My prostate is perfect.
Very good,
Doctor. Even though the number has gone up. He explained to me why the number went up. It has to do with activity, if you know what I mean.
Because you've been bum-chicka-bumming?
Well.
That's why?
That's what he said.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you been bum-chicka-bumming?
You have to have a respite from it for a while for the number to be where it's supposed to be. So the number's not as...
Are you starting this week?
Important. The number's not as important to watch the PSA number if it goes up and down, the blood count. What you have to do is make sure that there's nothing happening, and that's why you need an annual physical. And because of all of this, I suggest to you once and again, this is not once and for all, but once and again, the fact that 50% of you men suffer from prostate concerns would diminish by half if you just get onto the Super Beta Prostate Program.
Mm-hmm.
Super Beta Prostate takes care of your prostate by feeding your prostate. You can have a healthy urine flow guaranteed, better sleeping habits, intimacy, all of those good things. You don't want to have to get up all the time at night. So take this and you'll find things are rectified. You get a free bottle by calling the company at 800-607-7078. You heard me right. A free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, feeding the healthy prostate to keep it healthy. You don't need a prescription. So much of this has been sold. It's a trusted source. Do not ignore your prostate. 800-607-7078. Get your free bottle of Beta Prostate. Call that number now. You pay a small shipping and handling charge. That's it. A free bottle awaits. You need, when people say, well, how do I know whether I need it? You do. If you're a man, you need, and you're in your mid to late 40s.
Better safe than sorry.
Yeah, exactly. That's what this stuff does. It's got beta-cystosterol in it. Who knows what that is? It's just good for you.
Sounds good.
I know that. Right. Can't find this product in stores? Call 800-607-7078.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.97 and Allegra Allergy 30 Count for only $17.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And at an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Time now is 48 past the hour. Time for you to be pain-free.
Yay.
Go to drkenshow.com for your free sample of Salon Pause. You heard us talk about this last week, Jennifer, right? Even though you were kind of in and out, if you will.
That's right.
It's a new patch that you put on wherever there is an ache or a pain.
Awesome. For your neck and shoulders.
It really is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. It doesn't need a prescription. Nothing else has been proven to beat the pain without a prescription. This is Salon Pass. Go to Dr. Ken Show. Click on the Salon Pass button and get a free patch. Excuse me. Wow. I can't put a patch over my app.
Hey.
Well, I was so active this weekend.
I know. You outside. Probably have all that grass down
and
there.
All of that stuff. And cleaning everything you can imagine out of my orifices here. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Mother's Day, we didn't pay enough. I don't think we paid enough attention. My mom's long gone, and so is the woman who acted like my surrogate mother. She died 1999. No, 1990. What's the matter with me? Good God. 1990.
Hmm.
The most thing that I can be excited about is being Charlotte's sort of quasi.
Oh, did Charlotte get you anything?
Charlotte, yesterday we were plowing. I went to the other farm that I have down in Dudley, and I was plowing a field, and I forgot to close the door to the truck.
Uh-oh.
So Charlotte was in the truck, and she got out of the truck, and she went looking for me. And she found, she knew she could hear the tractor, and she stood by the gate of the fence and waited for me to come back.
Aw.
It's just amazing. I saw her there, and my tear welled up that she was okay. I didn't know there was any danger, but she just came trying to find me.
That's cute.
Yeah.
She's a good girl.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
World.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Monday program. This hour of the program, by the way, is rebroadcast every evening on WS Radio. So 8 o'clock Pacific time, I think, is it, so Jennifer?
Mm-hmm.
The internet radio, WSRadio.com. Get the whole hour. If you don't hear the whole thing, you can get it there. Tell people about it. And if you don't have a computer, you just search WS Radio on your smartphone. Listen to it there. Cool.
Easy enough.
Stuff. And speaking, and that's part of this wonderful new world that we are in, a world of technology, something we spend a good deal of time on this program talking about. And one of the reasons we do is because we have the services of Alex Goldfein, who's the technology tailor. Can you guess which cell phone manufacturer saw the highest sales increase in the first quarter of this year? Who do you think?
I don't know.
Cell phone manufacturer
cell phone
now.
Manufacturer.
We're not talking about people. We don't know about Verizon. We're talking about a company that makes...
Samsung.
Well, let's see. We'll find out.
Am I close?
Alex, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is either. I ask the question. He gives us the answer. Alex up next, the technology tailor here on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Research company IDC announced last week some big doings in smartphone sales. In the first quarter of this year, Nokia shipped more smartphones worldwide than any other maker, accounting for one of every four smartphones sold on the planet. Then it gets interesting. Apple was the second biggest smartphone seller, with its iPhone accounting for 19% of all smartphone sales. That is an increase of 114% over last year. And if you think that's big, Samsung sales grew 350% on the strength of its Android devices. HTC, also an Android maker, grew its smartphone sales 230%. Even Research in Motion, under heavy fire for underperformance in the last year, grew BlackBerry sales by 31%. Now, this is fun to watch, but remember, in technology, everything changes. Today, smartphones are the best-selling category of consumer electronics. Tomorrow, it'll be something else. But what will it be? That is the beauty of technology. I'm Alex Goldfinger.
All right, Alex, good job. 56 past the hour on Good Day. It was Mother's Day over the weekend, the days of the average mom not knowing how to program the VCR. Now behind us, Jennifer, along with the VCR, Brian Osich has more on how today's moms are going very high tech.
Ooh. If we've learned anything this past Mother's Day, it's that moms are going gaga over gadgets. Brett Larson is an Emmy Award-winning technology and trends reporter. Brett, why are more moms saying no to flowers and chocolates these days?
With 80 million moms, more of them want electronic devices, things that are going to make their lives easier around the home.
Can you tell us which items bring an extra smile to mom's face?
We've got a great camera for them, new from Casio, the ZS-10. It'll let you capture 14-megapixel images and shoot HD videos, so you can grab baby's first steps in high definition. New from Nokia, the Astound. It's their smartphone. It also shoots pictures and video. It'll access Nokia's Ovi store. From SodaStream, we have the SodaStream Genesis. It turns tap water into bubbly water. And they have about 60 different flavors you can add. And from T-Mobile, it's the T-Mobile G-Slate Android tablet computer. It's got an HD screen on it, the ability to shoot 3D images.
For more, visit killerapps.tv. That's Lifestyles from News Media Group.
All right, so we're posting on our Facebook page. Actually, Jennifer is working on the question of whether America is more patriotic. Also, questions about Mother's Day. Lisa sent this to me. Can't believe you see who is viewing your profile now. I can see the top 10 people, and I'm really...
You shouldn't be reading that.
I'm not?
No.
Why?
It's an ad.
It is?
Yes.
Oh. Why? With an ad for what?
For these little things that they tell you if you put on your Facebook page, you can see who's looking at your page.
Oh, well, but I want to read this because I don't want to know who's reading. I don't want people reading it. So there are people who are reading it. I'm not sure I understand. I want people...
Okay, so sometimes people want to know who is looking at their own page so they can see who likes them.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, I see.
Very
okay.
Grade school kind
really?
Of.
Really? Oh,
I think
okay.
So, but
so how come I didn't get that?
I don't know. That's why I'm here. I'm here to help you.
Thank you. That's all right. You saved me from myself.
No problem.
Very good. All right, so what are we asking on our Facebook page?
We're asking if you think that the death of Osama made Americans more patriotic, and if so, how long will the swell last?
All right, that's a good question.
Okay.
Facebook page... Doug Steffen Show Facebook
up.
Page. Yes, go facebook.com/Doug Steffen Show 59 after on Good Day.